WMFO. Ah, I'm not hearing. Let's see. There it is. WMFO Medford. And it's still not. Huh. This, I must not have the right headphone on because I'm not hearing anything. That's exactly what's going on. Let's see if I get the right headphones. Ah. How's everybody doing? It's gorgeous. We have summer-like conditions out there. This one isn't working either. Wrong headphone. Oh, boy. Let's see. One of these has got to be the right set of headphones. No, apparently not. Ah! Okay, this still is not working right. Maybe this is not on. No, that's not it either. Hmm. Okay, I don't know. So, I can't really hear what's happening. Anyway, so, good afternoon. It's the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And it is hot, 78 degrees, it said, in my car. And I'm not sure, you know, we go from like rain, which we needed. But then, I don't know, we don't have any graceful entry to the hot weather. Anyhow, a lot going on. So the main thing is, I'm going to share a letter from Mr. Lieber, and this is, it will pretty much explain itself. Issy Lieber goes like this. Independence Day flyover Tel Aviv coast. In fact, before I do that, I'm going to put something on because I want to see if I can get that, these earphones to actually work. Makes it a little bit easier if they're working. So let's have perfect, says sound check. That's great. Let's see if that will actually work.
So just sing with me for a second.
Da 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 da
Okay, the sound check is working and the headphones are working thanks to some tech help here. Oh, boy. The students are little darlings. I'd like to throttle them all because they screw things up. They move the headphones around and I'm not happy. But in any case, so that was a little sound check and so here we are. Okay, so let me get back to what I was trying to share with you. Before all the papers go flying in 12 different directions. Okay, so there's a photograph, and it's showing the flyover Tel Aviv by the Israeli Air Force. Independence Day flyover over Tel Aviv coast. Last week, we commemorated the genocidal murder of 6 million Jews, the most barbaric episode in our 2,000 years of exile, which was sporadically interspersed with discrimination, persecution, expulsion, and pogroms. Today, the nation mourns those who sacrificed their lives in the course of the creation and ongoing defense of our Jewish state. Against this somber background, tomorrow, and that would have been yesterday, we will celebrate the 68th anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel. This period evokes mixed feelings. Our prayers for peace with our neighbors and our desperate hope that our children and grandchildren shall not be obliged to fight wars remain but a dream with no respite on the horizon. Moreover, those who believe that after Auschwitz, anti-Semites would represent an extinct species were deluded and are dismayed at the upsurge of mankind's most enduring hatred. Prior to the creation of the State of Israel, anti-Semites accused Jews of being the source of all the evils confronting mankind. Today, hatred of the Jew as an individual has been transcended by global hatred of the Jewish state, which is widely perceived as the prime source of global instability. The greatest threat to peace and one of the most oppressive countries in the world. This warped view is promoted at a time, excuse me, when the dark ages of barbarism have returned to the region, with millions being killed, displaced, and even denied human rights. Moreover, even Western countries, especially Europe, whose soil was soaked with Jewish blood during the Holocaust, once again stand by and either abstain or even formally support efforts to demonize and delegitimize the Jewish state. It is somewhat like a deja vu of the world's indifference to the Nazi extermination of the Jewish people. But on Independence Day, while fully conscious of the evil surrounding us, we must resist the whining of the prophets of doom in our ranks. We should celebrate that we are the most blessed Jewish generation in 2,000 years. Jewish youngsters today graduating from schools and universities have no appreciation of the fear and insecurity that dominated the lives of Jews before the creation of the state empowered us. Right here at Tufts University, most of the students here have no clue, really. Some do. As we follow the chilling anti-Semitism tsunami in Europe, including recent expressions in the British Labour Party, and observe European Jews once again being transformed into pariahs, we are angered rather than fearful. That is because of a Jewish state guarantees that today's Jews threatened with murder or oppression have a haven. We should celebrate the fact that Israel has created the most powerful military force in the region. Our tiny state is one of the top 10 world military powers, with the ability to deter and defend itself against the combined forces of all our adversaries. Could Holocaust survivors, Jews oppressed in Arab countries, or Soviet Jews facing anti-Semitism 70 years ago have even remotely dreamed that their descendants would enjoy the status we have achieved in an empowered Israel? That alone provides boundless grounds for rejoicing. Furthermore, we have cause to celebrate the ingathering of our exiles, ranging from broken survivors of concentration camps to Ethiopian Jews, and the extraordinary success in which these Jews from all corners of the world and different levels of society have been molded into a vibrant nation. Our political system is frequently condemned as dysfunctional, and only a small percentage of our more talented citizens are tempted to enter into professional politics. Yet, the fact remains that despite being the only country in the world whose existence is constantly challenged and facing ongoing terrorism and wars, we have succeeded in retaining one of the most democratic systems in the world. Indeed, our freedom of expression and robust press has frequently been condemned for being overindulgent in providing platforms for elements promoting our enemies. We rightfully grant full equality to Arab Israelis, notwithstanding that their radical parliamentary representatives support our enemies and demonize their own state. Our legal system, despite its weaknesses and the controversy over the excessive interventionist power of the High Court, ensures that all Israelis are treated with equality. Indeed, the fact that a president, prime minister, and senior cabinet ministers were indicted, convicted, and imprisoned highlights the proper functioning of our legal system. This, too, is an aspect of life in which we should take pride and celebrate. We are blessed to have one of the most robust economies in the world, and we must rejoice in the fact that we have more new high-tech initiatives and startups per capita than any other nation. Not to mention that over the past decade, our own desalinization process have overcome an endemic drought condition, and despite prevarications, we will in future become a gas exporting nation. Beyond this, we can take pride in our vibrant cultural and religious life. This is a Jewish state that pulsates in accordance with the Jewish calendar, catering for religiously observant as well as secular streams. There is also positive evidence that more of the ultra-Orthodox are serving in the army and entering the workforce, and there is gradual and steady progress of their integration into mainstream society. By and large, aside from the excessive influence of the ultra-Orthodox establishment and the chief rabbinate, there is a broad spiritual awakening and greater understanding between the various sectors of Israeli society. The Israeli Jewish identity is still evolving, but at a time when assimilation and intermarriage are having a devastating impact on the number of diaspora Jews, Israel guarantees the continuity of the Jewish people. This, too, is something to celebrate. Finally, we should rejoice that aside from parochial politics, the nation is today more united than it has been since the great divide over the Oslo Accords. Whether one supports or opposes Benjamin Netanyahu as leader, it is clear that the reason for the failure in peace negotiations is due to the Palestinian determination to bring about an end to Jewish sovereignty. We should be celebrating that today, aside from the extreme left and right, there is a consensus on these issues, with the major Zionist political parties in accord that our objective is to separate ourselves from the Palestinians, but that for security reasons we cannot move forward until a genuine peace partner emerges from their ranks. So, as we celebrate 68 years of statehood, we should dismiss the doomsayers and rejoice at our extraordinary achievements. If we review the progress we have made since 1967, despite misgivings about retaining the status quo, we have every reason to celebrate this Independence Day, which of course is today, that in recent years Israelis have consistently polled as one of the happiest nations in the world, speaks for itself. We pray, with the help of the Almighty, we will continue to flourish and grow even stronger and ultimately realize our dreams for peace with our neighbors. Chag Sameach. Issi Lieber. He may be contacted at Issi Lieber at Lieber, LEIBER.com. Column was originally published in the Jerusalem Post and Israel Hayom. Okay, well, I'm having a very hard time with the talking today, so since we had a little bit of Eitan Katz live in Jerusalem, let's go to another selection from that CD.
Yeah. between two worlds, who I was, who I am. Between two loves, love myself, my fellow man. List of things I'd like to change, some I can't, some I can. This is the story of a boy becomes a man. So I'm off to the land of dreams with a hole in my heart, hoping that I'll find myself and make a brand new start. So it's goodbye North Carolina, maybe we'll meet someday. Maybe down on Curry Beach with the old friends we made. There's a small mountain town from Zion to Tel Aviv. There I try to live and learn what this world wants from me. Stumble through this battleground, those who love, those who hate. Day to day with life and death's not so easy to take. So I'm here in the land of dreams with a hole in my heart, hoping that we'll find a way to make a brand new start. Dry our tears and heal the pain, lost brothers on the way. Pray for peace with all our hearts till Messiah comes one day. Still in the land of dreams, lie, lie, lie. Found my wife in the land of dreams, lie, 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 lie. Five kids in the land of dreams, lie, 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 lie. See you in the land of dreams, lie.
בפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה משגעת והצלע מפקה. את זוכרת איך נפגשנו כאן לפני שנה, על יד השיבר המטפטף הג'יפ שלי חנה. סתם ירדתי לנשום קצת ולסדר את הראש, קצת לשכב עם הטרנזיסטור תחת עץ הברוש. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצלע מפקד. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. התופעת פתאום בשבילים זרקלניות, עם הילקות תמיד נדנד ועינים ארגניות. קצת נבעל בהתחלה ואחר כך כבר לא, הטרנזיסטור הוא עדינו מכן ומלון. שובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצלע מפקד. שובי שובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. לחזור מחר באותה שעה, ורגלי הברוש ישבתי עד בו שקיעה. עם השיבר המטפטפת והזמזומים, עם הלב המתגעגע והטמדומים. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצל המפקד. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצל המפקד. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצלע מפקד. שוב ושובי לפרדס, אני עוד מחכה. עם הפריחה המשגעת והצלע מפקד.
ראשון יש לומר להם כמה יפים הם, כמה יפים הם שהם קמים לומר להם יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם, יפה הוא העולם. אני משתוקק לראות את היום שילדים קמים בבוקר וההורים שלהם לא יכולים להפסיק מלנשק אותם ולחבק אותם ולומר
Okay, so we've been listening to, that was Yehuda Glantz, Keshel Sheyeladayim, and off CD Got a Dance. Before that, the CBS Israel Orchestra playing HaTikva, which is their national anthem. It's from a CD called The Very Best of Israel. Arik Sinai from also that same compilation CD, The Very Best of Israel, Shuvi Lapardes. And then Daniel Gill from his CD called Soul Calling on Kinor Productions, Ani Ma'amin. Laser Lloyd off of his CD America on Lots of Love Records label. Land of Dreams is the name of the song. And then Rebbe Soul doing Jerusalem of Gold from his CD Fringe of Blue off of Rebbe Soul Music. Shlomo Karlbach from Live in Concert on the Adaret label. This song was Israel Betach. Eitan Katz, Shomer Yisrael, live off of their Live in Jerusalem. I think that brings us up to date. Lots of music because I was coughing so much. So, a number of things I want to share with you. One is a program note in terms of, let's see if we can get the right date here. Thursday, May 19th, a blues rock show is going to be at the Thunder Road in Somerville, and that is an 8 o'clock show with Joanne Shaw Taylor, and it's 21 plus, and that's a great venue. I went there when Laser Lloyd played there, and it's kind of a new club in the area. Opened up, I think, in September, and great folks over there. So nice scene there. And also on Friday, June 10th, Steady Rolling with Bob Margolin Blues Show is coming in. And they've got a bunch of other shows. So check them out over there at Thunder Road. Also, the folks at the Andrews Middle School are putting on Annie Jr. And that's coming Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th at the McGlynn Auditorium. They're going to do a fundraiser at Regina Pizzeria. And that's Tuesday, May 17th from 4 to close. And that's over at Station Landing in Medford. Also, what else? That's probably enough. Oh, well, we'll tell you about this one. The 5th Annual Street Festival. Live music, performances, art, food, shopping, and more. Circle the Square, Medford Square. And they have 3 dates. 3rd Thursdays from 3 to 7. June 16th would be the first one. And they have all kinds of fun stuff going on for that. Okay, so now, one of the things, if I can find it where I wrote it down, this is an interesting statistics. We say we lost 6 million in the Holocaust. If we held a moment of silence for every victim of the Holocaust, we would be silent for 11 and a half years. That's quite a statistic. All right, so this is an article by Shmuley Boteg. He's, let's see if I have any. He's a rabbi and an international best-selling author of 30 books, including The Israel Warrior's Handbook. No Holds Barred, The Israel Warrior. When Jews living peacefully in their ancient homeland are targeted for murder, the Israeli warrior builds a defensive army to protect life. A few days ago, after spending Passover in Israel with my family, I brought my eldest son close to me and placed my hands on his head. He is taller than me. We had traveled to Israel to spend the holiday with him because the IDF, where he is a combat soldier, would not let him leave the country. It was amazing for our family to spend a full week with him, when most of the time we get 10 minutes to speak to him from the field. Knowing he was returning to the Golan Heights, where he is just across the border from the Iranian-funded monsters of Hezbollah, I invoke God's blessing upon him. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord shine his light toward you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance toward you and grant you peace. I reminded my son that Hasidim never say goodbye because they are constantly in the process of meeting. It was much harder for his mother to say goodbye to her son and see him off in his olive green uniform. But as he departed, I grabbed him by the shoulders and said to him, "There are 3 levels in devotion to a cause. The first is, God forbid, to die for a cause, martyrdom. The Jewish people has had way too much of that already. You must stay as far from that as the sun is from Pluto. The second, much higher, is to live for a cause. But the third and the highest are not just to live, but to fight for a cause. And you are a part of it. A new kind of Jew is now inhabiting the earth. It is the Jew who is fed up with being subject to a hatred he has never earned, a malice which he does not deserve. It is the Jew who knows he has done nothing to warrant the world's enmity. It is the Jew who knows he killed no one's God, stole no one's land, poisoned no one's wells, drank no child's blood, and is the victim rather than the perpetrator of genocide. For too long, we Jews have developed a surrender mentality. If 6 million Jews die, it must be because we were sinful. We didn't observe the Sabbath. God punished us. If Israel is hated around the world, it must be because it's doing something wrong. It's occupying another people. It stole the land from the Arabs, making them pay for Jewish suffering in the Holocaust by colonizing a darker-skinned people. And if Jews are blown up on buses or stabbed in the streets of Ra'anana, it's because of West Bank settlement policy. John Kerry himself said so, as did Peter Beinart in a debate he and I had in Tel Aviv. But we dare never remain passive. Our organization, the World Values Network, pummeled Secretary Kerry in a full-page ad demanding he stop justifying terrorism against Israelis. We exposed Peter Beinart for the lie that Israelis die because of Jewish olive groves in Bitar. I just published my new book, The Israeli Warrior, invoking all of us to take a new path. When 6 million Jews die, the Israeli warrior shakes the foundation of the heavens, demanding divine justice. We are guilty of no sin. We deserve long lives, and we demand that the God of Israel protect us. When Jews living peacefully in their ancient homeland are targeted for murder, the Israeli warrior builds a defensive army to protect life. Yes, I know it was the Jewish people that gave the world the notion of peace. I am well aware that Judaism says that peace, not war, is life's significant, life's highest value, and that God's very name is peace. But as King Solomon said so wisely in Proverbs, for everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. On this Holocaust Remembrance Day, just 71 years after the crematory were silenced, we declare that so long as Iran is allowed to threaten the Jewish people with annihilation, there can be no peace. So long as Hamas fires rockets at Jewish nurseries, there can be no peace. So long as the Palestinian Authority incites its citizens to stab pregnant Israeli women on the streets of Jerusalem, there can be no peace. And as long as BDS calls for the economic destruction of the Jewish state on the world's campuses, there can be no peace. Throughout the world, there is a global onslaught against the Jewish people. Israel, the